coverage.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You got your favorite fools here.
What up, fool fam? How are you guys doing today?
Woo-hoo! We're so happy you're here.
You guys, we are so excited to be doing a New Year's episode.
Are you guys ready for the new year?
I'm honestly not really ready, to be honest. It's coming too quickly for me.
Me either.
That's why I'm like not ready. I'm like excited. Of course, I'm always excited for New Year, but it's intense.
Okay, no, sorry to interrupt. What is like one thing that you're aspiring, you want to happen, you want to change, you want to accomplish? Just like one
like a manifestation
thing
kind of thing?
Yeah, like exactly. What's a manifestation you want for 2022? It can be anything, even small, big, small.
I think for me, I want to put myself out there more.
Ooh, I love that.
I think I tend to easily fall into like my ways and like I like to be what I like, you know. I was like, I'm really comfortable with my relationships that I have, with my friendships, and like I'm always comfortable with what I have, but I want to put myself in things that make me slightly more uncomfortable during 2022.
So good.
Just to try to like get out of my comfort zone a little bit more, because this year's already been like so intense.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, I think I need to kind of explore more avenues of things, like even like, listen, I'm not like a go out person, like I never will be, but like saying yes more to things like that, I'm like, well, maybe I should try to experience more things.
I think so too. I think that's like a really good one.
Thank you. And what about you?
I want to, so like all my self-help books.
Yeah.
I'm currently reading one now, so it's like spiked a couple things. So I'm trying to figure out like all my things for 2022.
Yeah, like what you want to kind of
put your energy
into.
And like they always help guide me into like the direction. And I've decided that I want to just be more confident. And that is like in literally
I love that.
Everything. Like every single thing I'm doing, myself, talking, like every single aspect of my life, I want to do it with confidence. And I feel like as a human being, naturally some areas I lack that, and like I want to just be like, you know what, all the little voices in your head don't matter, be confident. Like,
do you know what I wish sometimes, like I'm thinking about, I wish that you saw me the way I see you. And I don't mean that in like a cheesy way.
Yeah,
I mean that in like a way of like you're the best friend I've ever had, and like you're so incredible and so amazing, and like there's nothing about you that I don't like.
That's so
like
sweet.
In a genuine way. I'm not even saying that to be like
up
your ass.
Yeah, totally.
And I wish that, because like to me, like you're a star.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I wish sometimes you can jump into my mind and see you the way I see you, because it's like, there's no...
Likewise.
Like if you did, you would never feel not confident about anything.
I feel like
anything.
You're a pretty confident person though. Like I see your confidence. It's sometimes, and it's inspiring. Yeah, you do have, I would say you have more confidence than me in a lot of areas.
And then so you have more
it's
than
like,
me
yeah, yeah. It's like inspiring to see. And it's like, I need to like, and the number one thing that like takes confidence away is those little annoying voices.
It's the inner saboteur.
It's the subconscious, the limited beliefs.
Honestly, they're really frustrating, and like we have to as humans like really realize that they're like, it's not our voice. It's like they're intrusive thoughts.
They
and
are.
They're not our voices, and it's not like what we're actually thinking about ourselves. That it's just random things jumping into our thoughts that we're not genuinely like creating ourselves with our own consciousness.
They like are in the driver's seat though.
It's of so our annoying. Life.
And the thing is, I found through my studies, no, but I found that the only way to really understand them and really to defeat them, get rid of them, is to understand why that's happening and like why you think like that. It like helps you put an understanding so you can go, oh, okay, I get what's happening. That's not true. Let me think this way. You know what I mean? So it's like a deep dive process, but I've been working on it.
And it's but see, I think it's like the first step is acknowledging.
Yeah.
And the it fact is. That realizing what's actually going on. And like that's the first part is like, you're like, okay, I know this about myself. Let me kind of figure out a way. Cause like in a way, like your self-help books in a way is a lot is therapy for a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Like going to therapy
yeah.
is a way is like you reading self-help is like, it's bettering you as a human being. Mm-hmm. And if you're not like going to therapy, you don't want to go to therapy, that's totally fine too. But it's like in a way you're bettering yourself as a human being. And that's always what we need to strive to do as humans in general, is to just do more
grow,
and do better
learn,
and grow and
better.
Like never try to plateau. And the thing is, I feel like in my life, sometimes I do plateau.
Yeah, I do
You know
too.
What I mean? I feel like sometimes I do.
I'm going to chime in here,
Ty's chiming in.
I want to ask you guys something.
Ooh.
I want to hear your thorn and your rose from 2021.
What's that?
Laura, explain it to him.
Best and worst thing.
Oh, best and worst of 2021?
It can be like obstacle thing that happened thing about you. I don't know.
Your thorn and your rose.
I think I'll say my thorn is, I think like dealing with so much and like so much shit happened that I don't talk about on camera. I'm gonna cry. I'm like losing my mom. But like that, I like worked myself to death to like not deal with it.
Yeah, I know.
So that's definitely a thorn. I'm like, right now this episode's supposed to be giving advice and I'm a fucking wreck.
No, but I think that because we've gone through genuinely so much.
Right.
That I feel like, and listen, I'm not saying that we're like amazing advice givers and that we're like the best advice people ever.
We're literally like we've lived to be terrible.
No, we've just lived like really intense. I mean, like literally like, I was like, when I did like the Snapchat show and like, I was like, and the reason I even did it when I was like, not taking care, but taking under my wing a little bit of those people that were in the LGBT community that wanted to come out. It's like, because I've had a very tough upcoming out when I was coming out. So I lived that. So it's like you talking about your experience with your mom could be so, people hearing that can just, they can find so much strength in that in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting
2022. Honestly, losing Sam is my thorn. So yeah, that's like mine. And it's very strange because I don't want to like talk about it too much either.
I know. It's like something you're not ready to talk about.
It's like what I've come to, like when people say like it comes in waves.
Yeah.
That's a very strange thing because I never understood it. And then now it's actually happening to me where it's very strange where it's like the first, obviously when I heard the news immediately, it was like.
It's like shock.
Horrible. Like it's shock. It's shock.
It's shocking.
And then for that whole week, I was like just devastated. And then for a week, 2 weeks after, I was like, didn't cry. I was like, oh, like I'll be able to get through this. And then literally like the day after, like those 2 weeks, for 3 days straight, I was crying about it. And it's like so weird that it can like come in waves and flows and ebbs. And it's like this weird thing because I'm trying to, you know, cause I want to remember her every day and I do. And I think about her every single day and it's hard not to, but it's hard to grieve. Like grieving is just a hard thing. Like I don't, and I almost wish.
It's like hard to understand.
It's hard to understand. Like I almost wish I'm like, can I just grieve all at one time?
Oh my God,
like,
no. Wouldn't that be like, so nice? It's like haunt you for the rest of your fucking life, to be honest.
And like, but I didn't know that because I never dealt with grief, someone close immediately like this.
Yeah.
Like we're, like, other than this year, you know what I mean? And like, I never really knew that when someone's close to you like that, like it doesn't really go away.
No.
So what's the good thing that happened? I apologize for that question. I didn't know it was going to go that
You triggered me.
I would like to apologize, but let's talk about what
our rose.
What we have rose
good happening. I'm going to have a fit.
No, it's not.
What's the best thing that happened to you guys this year? This past year.
I mean, a lot of good shit happened.
There's been so many amazing things. Like, it's hard to think about.
To put a crown as being like, this is the best of the best.
It doesn't have to be the best of the best. What's just one good thing that happened to you?
It's like, I'd hate to say something that's mediocre. Like, this is
after like our the hard thorn that we had.
I say that was the thorn.
I feel like you this year have explored more relationships with people.
You know what? I feel
like that's a good rose for you. Potentially.
Actually, you're so. I love how you told me my rose.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't possibly agree with you more. Because. Mm-hmm. I remember when we got into quarantine, I was like, honestly, kind of happy because I was ready to close off all relationships. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I get like that because
we went through like a weird phase though. Like,
yeah.
Like we kind of like had this conversation.
I'm like weird about energy too. Like yeah. I like to, like if you let me be alone, oh, I'll be alone.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like I'll take every bit of that. Like I'm just at a stage in my life where I'm like really happy alone. Like mm-hmm. obviously with my family too.
No, of course, we're right.
But like, not letting new relationships form. But like not having to form
more. Yes.
Like
yes,
I love not having to put that energy out. Like mm-hmm. that is my ultimate comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And then I remember towards like the end of quarantine, I was like, fuck. I like spent a year like not forming any new relationships and not nurturing any relationship at all except mm-hmm. for like my family and you.
Right.
And literally that's it.
That's like literally what it was.
Only. I was like, fuck, that's not good. So I made one of my goals this year and I talked to you mm-hmm. about it. I was like, I'm going to say yes more. Mm-hmm. Like people are nice here in LA. They always invite us. I never go and I tend to stick to myself. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to be a trooper and I'm not going to be like, I'm ready to go home. I'm going to have a good time. Like that mm-hmm. was my goal. And I feel like I did it.
Yeah. 100%. I completely feel like you did that. 100%.
Right. Like I formed many new friendships mm-hmm. with people I hang out with all the time now. Absolutely. And like, I genuinely enjoy it. And these are people I haven't ever really been that close to in my life. And now I have like good relationships with
and they
them.
Have several good friends.
I have several,
like several like really good friends and mm-hmm. like I know obviously all your friends and they're all incredible. They're my friends too, but like it's just cool like getting to see you flourish in that way.
Yeah,
because there was a lot there was a while that you were just completely closed off from forming new relationships.
Totally.
And it's hard because we've been so burned and like yeah. I understood exactly where you're coming from and it's like I don't actually have the energy to give. Or
my
want
thing
to.
Is like after like being burned and like going through so many poor relationships, mm-hmm. I was just honestly like, I'm fine being like with you and Daniel and my
yeah.
family.
Yeah.
Like I'm good for the rest of my life.
Like mm-hmm. no, totally. Like, no, exactly.
I'm good. And then I realized like that's just like not realistic. Growing, not realistic.
Yeah, it's not realistic and it's not growing.
And so I need to get my shit together. What about you? What was your rose?
Oh, actually, so now I forgot. my rose. Actually, I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck my rose would be. I was trying to think of it when you're talking too.
So much good happened.
But I feel like for me, I think getting to see my family more, like I feel like I've been trying this year more to like go and like spend real quality time with
like you
people
have
in
this
my
year
life
more
than
feel
before.
Like you
I feel
have this year more.
You know, like going to San Diego to see my family and like saying yes to more of those opportunities with them.
I feel like
and,
you used to get FOMO like more and you get less FOMO. Like I feel like you've changed in that way.
You're so right. I feel like uh-huh. I used to be a lot more almost like codependent in like
yeah.
a way of like with yeah. people in general, like not even just with Laura, with like everyone in my life. Uh-huh. I was always like, I always felt like I was missing out all the time.
The time.
But I think that this year I'm a lot less.
I've seen like
that
a
way.
Ton of change in that way.
Well, I'm glad that you think that because I feel like for me, I think again, that's part of growing. I think it's hard for me though because I think I'll always have a little bit of it in me mm. because I don't have
I think
a partner.
That's natural.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also don't have a partner, so I don't have yeah. like someone that can like be that person that rock for me right. all the time, like that lives with me or anything like that. So I think I'll always have a little bit of like this weird, like it's, you know what's so funny? Like I was just talking about this with like a friend of mine. Is that sometimes I feel like as a single gay man, I have this like Peter Pan syndrome. And it's not me. Like I just naturally have it. Like because I'm not like in a relationship, like I'm not growing in that way and that I'm like stuck at this like mm-hmm. same like emotional age. Mm-hmm. And like I obviously grow in like different ways and like I grow with relationships. But like sometimes it's like so crazy to see people in my life around me, like, you know, obviously people getting married and like having kids, like people from back home having kids and all this stuff. And I always feel like I'm like in like the same spot.
Yeah.
In a weird way. And I sometimes get down on myself for it. Like, and it's like I don't try. It's like I don't try to date people. It's like I don't try to do any things. But it's just so strange that like sometimes I feel like I'm like in this one like weird little never, it's like I'm a Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I literally sometimes feel like I'm in Groundhog's Day. And it's like the most fascinating, weird feeling in the whole world. And sometimes I feel like I'm going to get left behind
yeah.
by like everyone in my life because I'm in the same spot.
Don't feel that way.
It's hard not to.
But like me and my family, like we've grown with you. Like no, any I know. Changes, no, totally. Like think about it. We used to not have Aaron and now we no, do. And now it's like
and I'm part an
extension. Exactly. It's like an extension of you now. Like mm-hmm. you get more.
I know. And I love it.
But it's like genuinely. Totally reasonable to have those thoughts. Because I would probably have those thoughts too, to be honest. I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I don't have those things or I'm not gaining those things. Like, am I going to get left behind or they're going to move on without me? Like it makes sense. But
it's weird. It's like a very
I would encourage you obviously feeling. To not like I understand it, but I would obviously encourage you to not. I'm like
no, totally.
Don't think that. It's and so this easy. Is like, just don't think that.
This is like the
I
part.
Hate when that's people's advice. I'm like shut up. No,
but this
up.
Is but this is also like my inner saboteur. Like yeah. what I was talking about. Yeah. We're talking about like the inner voices being like that's saying like oh you're gonna be alone forever. Everyone's gonna move on without you. It's like mm-hmm. all this kind of like weird constant like and listen like it's like. Not something I think about all the time,
right.
but like I'll have like a moment like where I just stop and I'm like,
it comes up occasionally.
Yeah. It just like kind of comes up and I'm like, am I going to be like alone forever? Am I going to like be left behind like by people? Like,
yeah.
it's like this weird thing. And I know I won't cause I have you and I have like my mm-hmm. family and I have so many people in my life, but it's like this very weird thing.
Have you ever had a moment in your life whenever you had no friends and you were really left behind?
Yeah. In high school.
Maybe that's why you're like scared that trauma. That's going to come back some trauma that's happened and happen sure. again.
I had a best friend in high school that like
oh yeah that's right you told me that
one time and like I think that ever since then because it was like almost like a it was like a brother to me
yeah
and then like one day just never talking to me again
that's so crazy
like, that happening like I just felt like this like weird abandonment in like mm-hmm. a weird way and like mm-hmm. the fact that I've always been this like self-soothed person because again like growing up Mormon growing up LD like and like growing up so closeted I was always so like honed in on my own mind
mm-hmm.
constantly because I was like well I don't want anyone to know anything about me because like I'm like trying to hide who I am for so long.
You have a lot to hide.
I had so much to hide and now I was like I don't but I still have like that same trauma
mm-hmm.
from like hiding for so long and like being alone
yeah
for so long. So I never felt like anyone understood me and like
yeah.
In a way they didn't because I didn't have people in my life that
the
even
people
knew.
That you were like around like weren't
yeah.
were like in a way
I was in church
that a bit
yeah. Like, it wasn't normal it was yeah. like I was like secretly praying the gay away so it's like this weird yeah. thing where like I've been so stunted
mm-hmm.
emotionally from such a young age
mm-hmm.
that like now as I'm older like it's like unpacking all that and like I'm getting through it of course but it's really fascinating to kind of look back and be like wow I can't believe I've been through all of this and like I'm here now
wow.
and I'm proud of me
yeah
you know I'm proud that I've gotten me to this too. point, but it is a very weird thing.
But like from the person I met you like 5 or 6 years ago to now, like you actually are like a different person.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show like how much you actually have grown emotionally and like as mm-hmm. a person. Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, of course.
What a
loaded question to ask.
I honestly like I bet Tyler never thought that this was gonna be
yeah,
that
he's kind of, like never mind. Kind of,
and then also by the way, this episode's like gonna be shorter than normal. Because we're literally like, okay, we're gonna do like little we wanted to do like holiday episodes in a way where we're doing like a New Year's episode and like a
special.
Little Christmas special
but you
for like but like a shorter episode just because we wanted to like you know still we were pre-filming and wanted to do that for you guys but we're like okay we can't film like 3 hours yeah. worth in 1 second it's just a lot
yeah our studio closes like our technical back support closes
yeah, our back support closes
for the holidays so we're having a pre-film
for weeks.
We're going to take a break.
Yes.
And we're going to be right back after this. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back. Hey. But you guys, so what I decided to do is I asked you guys on Instagram if like just advice that you guys had, and I thought it would be the perfect time to do like almost an advice segment dedicated to obviously you guys going into the new year, because you know, obviously even like us having our own conversations, like we're not the most like well-knowledge people in the world, clearly, but
we didn't get all the answers.
We don't have all the answers.
But we're going to give you the best that we got.
Yeah, the unsolicited solicited advice. So I actually end up screenshotting a couple. Ooh. And I'm so excited about it.
My turn.
Okay, so we're going to start off, we're going to probably start off like a little softer.
All right, let's start off.
I have two in here that are like four-parters.
Give us a warm. Oh.
We're going to do a couple warm-ups that I'm like, okay, it's not too crazy. Tyler, you will be chiming in here and there. And so don't forget.
You can tap the headphones and I'll put them on.
Okay, cool. That's what we'll do. Okay, so let's go ahead and start off with the first one. We have, oh my, how funny that this is like one of the questions, as I just talked about this. How do you get over being ghosted by someone you really cared for?
How funny.
That's so strange. I screenshot that because like, that was not planned to talk about.
You know, ghosting can be really traumatizing because
clearly
it leaves so many unanswered things, and immediately, obviously, anyone that gets ghosted goes, "What did I do wrong?"
Yep.
Like, what did I do to make this person dip the fuck out? Mm-hmm.
I think that when it comes to ghosting, as someone who has been ghosted many times, like not just one time from a friend, but like other like with like dating and stuff like that, I think you have to kind of realize that the ghosting, it's not your fault, because if that person is emotionally unintelligent enough to ghost you without explanation, it's honestly their loss. It's on them. And so you can't think that the ghosting situation is your fault. That's them as a communicator. Like if you're a ghoster, then like you honestly like dodged a bullet.
And one of the best pieces of advice I've like ever received in my life, and I use it all the time, and it cures away so much anxiety and like sadness for me. Don't take it personal.
Oh, 100%.
And I know that that's like so easier said than done, but if you can, like even some scenarios I'll build in my head that the case is so cut clear. Totally. I'm like, no, ma'am, we're not doing this. Don't take it personal. That's on them and whatever they got going on. And it doesn't have anything to do with you. Like maybe they have issues. Maybe something happened in their life. And I'll create a scenario where it's not personally me, it's them. Unless I've done something horrible to someone. Well, then you don't want to neglect that and be like,
of course,
I don't know what could have happened. You know what I mean?
Of course. But like in retrospect.
But
you're just getting ghosted.
Like, don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. And I know, again, easier said than done, but work on that practice, because the more you like
implement it,
the mm-hmm. stronger you get at like being like, okay, you know what? I'm going to move on. You're right. It's them, not me. I'm moving on.
And it's not a race to get over something. Like, it's going to take time. Like, mm-hmm. for me, it took me a long time to get over when my friend ghosted me in high school. And I beat myself up for so long.
That's what we don't want you to do, though. It's like beating yourself.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want you to do that.
Year after year.
So I just like that, again, for coming from my personal experience, like once I realized that it wasn't actually me and it was their emotional unintelligence, mm-hmm. essentially, mm-hmm. It was a lot easier to handle and a lot easier to get through, because I was like, oh, it's like, it's not my fault. And it's not your fault that you were ghosted.
No.
It's just on them.
Absolutely
honestly.
Not. Absolutely
Period.
Not.
Period. Todd, do you have anything to add to that?
No.
He said, agreed. He said, I completely agree, bitches.
Next advice.
Okay, next one. How do you socialize after 2 years of a pandemic?
Girl, let
Which
me tell you.
Which is very accurate.
This
is literally exactly what you're talking about.
That also is accurate. It's hard. Honestly, I found myself in, like, going back out to events and like different mm-hmm.
Yes.
scenarios.
I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
Saying yes to things. And,
which is hard to do, because sometimes mm-hmm. when I was there, I was like, I feel very socially awkward, and I'm not a socially awkward person. Like, I can totally talk to anyone.
Oh, 100%. Like, mm-hmm. you absolutely can. But I think that putting yourself in those situations that are a little bit more uncomfortable is going to help
yourself.
You grow
yeah.
as a human being. Like, even me, like, one of my resolutions is literally to say yes more and put myself out there a little bit more. And because I definitely
like
have socially awkward moments myself all the fucking time, and mm-hmm. like I can be a very extroverted person, but I'm naturally very introverted, so for me I get easily into my head, and it's so easy to do that. So again, just try to say yes to experiences more with friends or family, anyone.
And the more you do, the more you go, the more experience, like, the less socially awkward it's gonna be. But like, you eventually have to get out there and like practice it. And so who fucking cares if you're social? I've literally have talked to so many socially awkward people, mm-hmm. and like, I already have like my list of questions I'm gonna ask them in my head, because that conversation's never getting dry with me, baby. You're gonna give it to me all. So like, I don't know. And if it's socially awkward, walk away. Like,
and like, I think that knowing that it's going to be awkward is like a little easier that way too. It's like,
yeah.
like knowing that, like, you're like, you know what, it's going to be hard for me to socialize, putting something out there, and it might not be the best the first time. It probably won't, to be mm-hmm. honest. So you have to think about like, okay, I know it might not go over the best mm-hmm. in this moment, but I'm going to keep trying until it gets easier and easier and easier. And like, honestly, you know, you become a master of something you practice constantly. So if you're practicing being social in a way, not actually like practicing, but like going out and mm-hmm. socializing, that in a way is practice.
You can also start in a safe place, like having like two or three friends over.
Totally. Or like going to a lunch.
Yeah.
Making it like super easy or very like.
You don't got to jump in at Club La Vila, baby.
No, exactly. It can be a very like chill kind of introduction, but yeah. definitely putting yourself out there. I know it's hard, but saying yes to opportunities
do
is
going
to help
do
you.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Do it.
Do it, baby.
Just do it.
Just fucking do
like
it.
Like
Nike. Okay. Okay. I have one.
What?
How do I tell my friends that they're not bridesmaids? This is haunting, to be honest. That's
let me tell
me a
you.
Bit.
This one resonates with me.
It resonates.
Because you're not going to like my answer. You can do what I did. I didn't have any showers. Mm-hmm. I like literally, if I was pregnant, I would never have a baby shower ever.
Right, because it's
that would be a living hell to me.
And like, oh my god,
I didn't have a wedding. I didn't have a wedding shower.
You eloped, right, with Tyler?
Courthouse, not really eloped.
Is that eloped?
Eloped means whenever you no, that just means you go to the courthouse. I think eloping is whenever you like leave and you go off and get married,
oh,
like on a vacation.
Okay.
Or
I was thinking that it was like that same thing was eloping.
Yeah.
Was mm-hmm. like just going to a courthouse wedding.
But yeah, I avoided it all because I felt like you. I was like, I would never be able to pick. And mm-hmm. it's just like constant. I had been in so many weddings, like so yeah. many of my friends' weddings, that I was like, I will never do this. Like, that's all that taught me. I was like, I will never, ever do this. This is not okay.
Do you know what I was thinking about too? Is that like, I think people have to understand that as it's a wedding and it's your day. It's your time. It's your mm-hmm. it's your time to make
feelings
decisions.
Feelings are going to get hurt though.
And feelings might get hurt. But like, honestly, again, like, it's Dude. More so about you and your partner
yeah.
than it is about the friends of a friend that you might have as a bridesmaid. You know
I
what I mean?
I think like doing it the respectable way and like not just shooting a text or not just like not inviting those people that might get their feelings hurt. Maybe haven't sitting down and having like a conversation with them, because the open line of communication
is always
like,
key.
Yeah.
It depends also like how good
the
friend
situation.
Is too.
But if the friend ain't that good, then girl, why do you even think you need to be tripping? In the wedding?
Like it literally has to be like a close friend
that you just can't have.
They just
didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut. Like I was like, okay, well if they didn't make the cut, then they didn't make the fucking cut. Like, dude, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if it's just like a regular like friend, like that's just like a Joe Schmo friend that you barely see like maybe once every year.
They shouldn't even year. Expect to be
don't
ex- in
a wedding. They shouldn't expect it. And so you shouldn't feel awkward about it. It's like, girl, don't expect
too much.
But if
it's like your sister or somebody.
Then make them your bridesmaid.
Then you probably make them your bridesmaid.
Have a bridesmaid of 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that point, because we don't even know what to tell you.
That stuff gets so hard and
awkward.
It gets tricky
because it's different.
It ruins lives every day.
Does it really?
I think so.
It could. Like, it ruins relationships, dude, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it does.
It ruins fucking relationships.
It does.
For sure.
I'm
so
like,
just be... You gotta be cautious with that one. You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
Again, mind you, it's about you. People need to be understanding. It's your wedding and you need to be happy because it's a very stressful time.
Exactly.
Period.
Period.
Okay, should I do one of the long ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's a four-parter, so we're gonna read it off good Ooh. And well. I have a friend who makes me feel like it's a chore to hang out with her. She's always making me feel guilty about spending time with my boyfriend. I work a lot and so does he. The little time I have, I want to hang out with him. So of course I've distanced myself. I don't know what to do. It's a chore hanging out with her.
I think it's very clear that her and her friend are at two different points in their life.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Like two different things are going on and it's not niching in the middle.
I think the weird part for me is the fact that the friend's making you feel super guilty mm-hmm. for wanting to spend time with your man.
That's what happens when you get booed up. When you all booed up.
It's natural. It's like, natural. I'm like, this is like not like a hello.
Like if you got booed up, I would really expect you to be spending a lot of your evenings with your new man. Like,
right. But then of course, like naturally I like make time for you. Just
as
like,
she does for her friend.
What she does for her. But like, it's just weird. Like, because if you have a friend that's making it almost like that, you feel it's a chore to hang out with them. I think that's the time to snip. Because mm-hmm. I think that's one of the tall tale signs of ending a friendship is feeling that, like, if you feel like it's a chore to hang out
that's
with someone
not good.
And that it's hard to hang out with someone and they're making you feel guilty for not wanting to see them, I think that's time to kind of cut the cord.
Yeah.
For me, that's just like my personal opinion. Yeah. I think that's too much.
Listen, I think there's always a really strong importance in a marriage to keep outside friends. I think it's like really important for married people to have friends that aren't their partner.
100%.
I think that's so important. I think like sometimes that doesn't happen. I feel like you put yourself in a situation when there's no support outside of your spouse. And so I feel like that's a danger zone, red flag. But there are more people out there than just her, I'm sure. And it's like, obviously, she is making you feel miserable around her. So like, I agree. It, like, see you later.
I think it's time to nip in the bud.
And maybe she'll change. Maybe she'll like figure it out and then you can go back. But
I think it's definitely worth having a conversation because she is your friend. I think that common conversation about it, be like, hey, I feel like you make me feel mm-hmm. like, you know, like I'm like the worst person ever for not wanting to hang out with you when I am super busy, my man's super busy, mm-hmm. and I want to facilitate that friendship that relationship because that could be like a lifelong partner. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's really, really important that that friend understands where you're coming from because maybe they don't even know it. Maybe they just literally think you're just saying fuck the friendship and like I'm just with my new man now.
Yeah, that would be the easier
like
thing
some
to do.
Some people are like that.
That would be the easier thing to do.
Oh, yeah. It would be a lot easier, but
the better
that's a real
thing,
friend.
A little communication.
Communication is key. Communication is key. Mm. Tyler, do you have any opinions on this one?
Yes.
Oh, let me go ahead and pop my fucking earpiece to my ear.
I was just going to say, maybe this isn't the case, but you are allowed to outgrow friends.
That's mm-hmm, true. Mm-hmm. You really are. You're allowed to outgrow friends.
It sounds
you
like
are.
This person is growing into a different person. And that doesn't mean the other person isn't growing, but you guys are growing
direction.
In different directions. Exactly.
Yeah, just like a different path.
And it might be better for her to find someone to hang out with that has a little more time. Yeah.
Or you set boundaries and she responds well to it.
Yeah.
Totally. I think it's absolutely the truth. We've grown out of friendships with people
totally
many times.
Yeah.
And it's just like again, different trajectories, different paths, mm-hmm. different mindsets. I think that's really, really important too. Is like you can, for example, I am single, a gay man, you're a married straight woman. Mm-hmm. We are not the same.
Yeah.
But we have similar wavelengths. Mm-hmm. And so we're always like gonna be on that same kind of like path, that level of understanding. And even though we have such different lives, doesn't mean that we don't have each other's back at all times.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that again, you have to find people that are on that same kind of
wavelength.
Yep. You have to find your tribe.
Gotta find your tribe. That means you gotta cut some out.
You gotta cut some, you gotta trim some fat.
Trim some fat.
Good job, Tyler. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right.
That was a toughie. That was a toughie. It was a toughie. Okay, next one. As a stay-at-home mom, should I feel guilty asking my partner for money for myself?
So, okay, this is the thing. Me and Ty have shared a bank account for like, I don't know how many years. Like
for a long time.
Was it before we were married? I think it was. Like right before we got married. Yeah, he's shaking his head. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we've never been in a situation where we've had to like ask for money because we've always shared our money. But we're both very, very responsible people with money. Like we both have always lived way under our means of what we could live. So we haven't been in that situation. But growing up, like my parents didn't share a bank account and there was very little money. So like I totally get like situations are different. So like asking a spouse for money, that's something, I don't know, it's like an odd concept.
It gets a little hairy, I think.
It gets that's hairy because it's concept. Like, is there money for extra spending? And if there is,
let's say there is.
Okay, let's say there is.
This is
what I need. I need that. Okay,
let's say there is extra money for spending.
Shouldn't your husband want you to have things for yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay.
To me, like immediately I'm thinking like you shouldn't actually feel awkward about it because you being a stay-at-home mom is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And just because you're not
something you guys agreed to.
Exactly. And just because you're not out working doesn't mean you deserve you don't deserve to be compensated for it in some way.
Yeah.
And like that is something that you guys agreed on in your guys' relationship and you're the stay at home mom. And that doesn't mean that you should ever feel awkward, be like, hey babe, I need money for this. Like don't ever feel awkward about it. I don't think that you should. Like let's say there's extra money for it.
Yeah.
You're putting your part in at the end of the day.
I think too, when moms do things for themselves, buy things from themselves, take care of themselves, spend money on themselves. They show their children that they are what they're worth, and they show their children that they are worth something too, and they deserve things. Like, because my mom did the opposite. My mom never did anything for herself. She never bought anything from herself. If we had a penny, she'd spend it on someone else. And I hate so much that she did that. It would have been nice if she actually bought, because I think it taught a lot of values to me and my brother and sister that we're not worthy.
Right, sitting
back watching that for so many years. Yeah,
like you think about it, you're like, why didn't she get herself nice things
too? Yeah, my mom, you were so worthy, you know, of more. And it's like whenever, as a parent, you show your children what you're worth, like they learn what they're worth and what they can aspire and what they deserve. So, but two, I hope is that your husband wants you to have things to make you happy.
I agree. So I think that you shouldn't feel awkward about it. No. I think that you are... As a full-time mom, like, you're absolutely contributing just as much as they are in their part of the relationship. So don't ever feel guilty for wanting some cash to fucking spend or fucking anything.
Get your nails done, your hair's done.
Dude, feel good about yourself.
Go to Target, buying some random shit, going to Ross.
Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Don't feel bad about it.
No, buying new PJs. Like, whatever it is that you're wanting that are, like, material things, yes, you deserve those.
Uh-huh. And you work fucking hard. And listen, being a mom is a 24-7 job.
Yeah.
Let's say the husband or wife, whoever it might be, is going to work. They're working at work, and then they come back, and it's like, okay, I'm off work.
But you're a full-time person.
Like, come on.
Like, I don't even have kids, and I'm, like, a worker type person. Like, totally. I literally, you know how I am. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but let's say I didn't, and I just stayed at home, and Ty, like, made all the money, like, went to work, and I didn't contribute into putting money in the pot, I can tell you right now, Ty would still want me to be spoiled.
Absolutely, and he would never... Like
even without expect kids.
You'd even ask.
No.
Like, he would just automatically do it.
No, but I understand, like, situations get hairy and things are different, but at the same time, I just want you to know you deserve to have things. And your children 100%. Need to see you, like, take care of yourself and have things.
Yeah, you deserve it. Everyone deserves to spoil themselves a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within, like, obviously, like, within reason. Within but, like, everyone reason. Deserves a little spoiling of yes. themselves. Come on now. You yes. deserve it. Don't feel guilty.
You don't have to sling some of that coin my way.
That's fucking right.
You can watch these kiddos.
Exactly. So we're on the last one.
Okay.
We have, okay, I'm pregnant for the first, this is like a longer one.
Okay.
I'm pregnant for the first time, but my older sister has been struggling with fertility. Should I announce to my family all at once, like the happy moment it should be? Or tell her first alone and hope she's not too sad to come to Christmas when I do announce it. By the way, we'll be the first grandchild and a big announcement, essentially, because it's the first one. I'm so happy, but scared and sad because I love my sister and she's been struggling for years.
I would feel the exact same way.
I 100% agree. I feel terrible about
it. I would
it.
Feel so, like, torn up and, like, terrible, like, because, but it's, like, such a happy moment. It's, like, she's getting robbed it's, like, shadowed of her in a way. Happy moment because of another one. So I think she needs to pull her sister aside.
I agree. When she said, like, should I pull her, like, because that's actually 100%. In the thing.
100%.
Yes. The whole,
100%.
Like, should I tell her first alone?
100%. Because it's just say pull her aside, tell her alone. Situation.
It does. It's obviously, like, but it's not your fault. Mm-mm. Like, it's not your fault, and you should be able to have a happy moment. And so having the conversation, having pull aside, like, hey, I know, you know, it's been a struggle for you, but I want to tell you that I am pregnant. And I honestly, as your sister, I'm sure she'll be so happy for you.
That's the thing too. And honestly, she'll probably feel kind of special that she, when you announce it, she's like,
heard first.
Bitch, I knew.
I've been fucking new, bitch.
How special would you feel if you were the only Absolutely. Person in that room besides the husband or the boyfriend? I knew. It gives like a little bit of special to the sister. Mm-hmm. And plus, like, if the sister was going to get, like, I think your sister would be floored and shocked and devastated, honestly, if you just were like, surprise.
Surprise, yeah. And honestly, it's like a respecting too. Yeah. Like, she would feel like so respected by you as like a sister that you came to her and you're like, hey, like, this is what's going on. And I know it's scary because she's been struggling. And like, I cannot even imagine like the struggle like that is. It must be so horrible. But again, this is like about you and your time and your family. And I think that letting her know, she's going to respect that. And I think that
she would be really big of you.
I completely agree.
To do something
agree.
So mature like that.
And I think she would respect it, honestly. I think your sister would 100% respect
Anybody
it.
Anybody should. Yeah.
Absolutely. And she loves you.
Yeah.
Like, she loves you and you love her. And then you're coming from a place of love. Obviously, as long as you're coming in like, you know, from a place of caring and loving and understanding that she's going through something tough, but that you also have a great thing you want to announce. I think that's exactly what it needs to be.
Also, I feel like she would be shocked and kind of devastated in the moment, but I feel like if you told her, like, she can then walk away, process it a little bit, cry about it if she needs marinate on it. And that way when you announce to the family, she can be happy for you because she kind of was able to have that moment privately instead of just, like, shocked.
Exactly. You know? So we vote, tell her alone. And obviously she has to process that, but I think that sooner than later towards the announcement,
give her more time as long as no one's spilling the beans.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that would be cool. This is actually coming out after the holidays.
Oh.
Well, regardless, tell her as soon as you possibly can.
Is that it for today's episode?
That is it for today's episode, our little short New Year's episode.
Woo, woo.
We hope you guys have the most amazing 2022. You know, you guys definitely start manifesting now for things that you want.
List some of your goals, manifestations, write it down. Things you want to achieve. List them in the comments. We want to read through.
Oh my God, I would love to read through that. That would be so
cool. Like, yeah.
I would love that.
I always get inspired. That's what humans are. We just feed off each other. So I always get inspired. I'm like, ooh, I need to work on that too. Or, ooh, that's a good one. You know what I mean?
I completely agree. Give me some things. Phenomenal. Please let it. We will be obviously reading the comments. We do it all the time. So please, please, please let us know. And like, honestly, you can share with other people, the other full fam that's down there. Have conversations. Make some fucking friends.
Make some friends in the comments, people.
And we love you guys. We love you so much. And we're so excited to have Full Coverage keep going in 2022.
Whoop, whoop. See you guys later.
See you next year.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI, or download the app today.